This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump sat in a courtroom on Monday and listened to a New York State lawyer accuse him of generating more than $1 billion by lying about his real estate empire, claims the former president called a scam.
This is a disgraceful fraud put forward by an attorney general who's corrupt. We have murders going all over the city, all over the state at a record level. It's an epidemic, and they waste their time on this.
The trial concerns accusations by State Attorney General Letitia James that Trump inflated his assets and his own net worth from 2011 to 2021 to obtain favorable bank loans and lower insurance premiums. The World Health Organization has recommended a new vaccine for the prevention of malaria in children, VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The recommendation follows advice from the WHO Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization and the Malaria Policy Advisory Group and was endorsed by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the WHO.
Today, commending a second vaccine called R21-M to prevent malaria in children at risk of the disease.
The WHO says the addition of the newly recommended malaria vaccine is expected to provide a sufficient vaccine supply to benefit all children living in areas where malaria is a public health risk. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The United Nations top official in divided Libya has called for a unified mechanism to lead the reconstruction of a coastal city that was wrecked by devastating floods last month. The floods overwhelmed two depleted dams outside Derna on September 11th, causing massive waters to rush away residential buildings. This is VOA News. For decades, Armenia and Azerbaijan have fought bitterly over as Nagorno-Karabakh, and last week, after a fierce assault in mid-September, Azerbaijan won. More than 100,000 residents, almost the entire ethnic Armenian population, fled to Armenia. But as VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from near the Armenia border with Azerbaijan, many fear the war that drove them out is not over.
Azerbaijani officials sometimes call this part of Armenia part of the historical lands of Azerbaijan, provoking ire from Armenian officials. And even teenagers train in military tactics in this region, preparing for possible battles they believe could come to their towns and villages. But families who recently fled their homes also blame the governments of Artsakh and Armenia and Russian peacekeepers for failing to protect them and their land. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Ishkhanasar and Kornitzor, Armenia.
The UN Security Council has voted to send a multinational force to Haiti, led by Kenya, to help combat violent gangs in the troubled country. The resolution drafted by the U.S. was approved Monday with 13 votes in favor and two abstentions from Russia and China. The resolution authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. Slovakia's people have spoken, electing pro-Russia Robert Fico and his party to take their country forward. 23% of voters supported the three-time former prime minister after he campaigned on a mandate to end military aid to Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Policy analyst at the European Policy Center, Tiona Lavrilashvili.
The danger is real when it comes to Slovakia's declining support to Ukraine. And this will also have its impact to weaken the EU's unity when it comes to its support for Ukraine.
Slovakia also benefits strongly from EU development funds, which will likely make Fico, a seasoned politician well-versed in Brussels politics, tread carefully. A key test for Central Europe and Slovakia's support could come in December when the EU may start membership talks with Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Brazil's government started on Monday removing people from two indigenous territories in a move likely to affect thousands who live in the heart of the Amazon rainforest. The South American Nations Intelligence Agency said in a statement the goal is to return the areas to its original peoples. It did not say whether or not the expulsion of non-indigenous people has been entirely peaceful. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA